A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts. So, he loses touch with reality and lives in a world of illusions. By thoughts, I mean specifically chatter in the skull, perpetual and compulsive repetition of words, of reckoning and calculating. I'm not saying that thinking is bad. Like everything else, it's useful in moderation. A good servant, but a bad master. And all so-called civilized peoples have increasingly become crazy and self-destructive because through excessive thinking they have lost touch with reality. That's to say, we confuse science with the real world. Most of us would have rather money than tangible wealth, and a great occasion is somehow spoiled for us unless photographed. And to read about it the next day in the newspaper is oddly more fun for us than the original event. This is a disaster. For as a result of confusing the real world of nature with mere science, we are destroying nature. We are so tied up in our minds that we've lost our senses. Time to wake up. What is reality? Obviously, no one can say, because it isn't words. It isn't material, that's just an idea. Reality is...
The point cannot be explained in words. Trying to put you down. It's an expression of you as you are. One must live. We need to survive, to go on. We must go on.
Shadi Kablus, cause we are guess it's dangerous, cause it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them. Hey yo, we comfortably numb in a state of war. Yes, it's dangerous, and it's us and them.
Just listen. Tools got me all straight. the lack of communication. I don't want it to be awkward, but I think this is the best for me and my place right now. We can remain friends, and when if our paths cross, then it'll all be good.
Stay. Thank you. Thank you.